we have been tasked with determining whether evidence exists to support a finding that the governor has engaged in conduct which merits impeachment under the New York State Constitution.
Assembly Judiciary Chair Charles Levine seemed well aware of the historical significance of the first impeachment proceedings against a sitting governor in New York in over 100 years. Levine laid out the scope of the investigation. It will include charges by multiple women of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior by the governor, and whether Cuomo and his aides covered up nursing home COVID death numbers and safety concerns over the Thruway's Mario M. Cuomo Bridge.
The speaker has directed us to examine all credible allegations.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Michael Montesano, called the allegations disturbing and serious, and he urged the committee to also investigate the financial details of the book the governor published last fall about his success managing the pandemic,
which he authored mid-pandemic, before the details of the grave conditions facing our nursing home residents were brought to light.
Other committee members urged the probe to also look into charges that the governor presides over a toxic work culture, where some women allegedly are encouraged to wear high heels and dresses, and to look into the leak of one of the accuser's personnel files to some members of the media. Levine says the committee has already put the governor and his aides on notice against trying to retaliate against any potential witnesses for their testimony. The Judiciary Chair also introduced the attorneys from the Davis, Polk & Wardwell law firm who will be leading the investigation. They include Greg Andres, a former federal prosecutor. He helped put former President Donald Trump associate Paul Manafort behind bars. Andres says one of the first steps in the investigation will be to ensure that no one in the governor's office tries to destroy any documents.
And we'll consider the use of subpoenas to ensure that the documents are produced and that there isn't any obstruction or any destruction of documents.
Some of the women who say Cuomo harassed them have raised objections to the choice of the Davis-Polk firm because it has ties to the state's Chief Judge Janet DeFiore, a Cuomo appointee who formerly ran the governor's ethics commission. If the assembly ultimately impeaches the governor, DeFiore would preside over a Senate trial. Her husband, Dennis Glaser, was a partner in the firm for 30 years and has been appointed by Cuomo to two public boards. Assemblyman Thomas Abinanti was among several on the committee to question whether the law firm might be compromised.
There's a question of a combination of bias, a possibility, and conflict of interest.
Angela Burgess, who heads the firm's white-collar defense and investigations group, assured lawmakers that they will conduct the probe fairly.
Dennis Glaser retired from the partnership back in 2012, and since then has not had any involvement in the firm's business or activities, and certainly not with respect to this matter.
Chair Levine cited opinions by several law ethicists who say Davis-Polk can conduct the investigation without bias. Cuomo in recent days has had no comment on the impeachment inquiry, and he's refused to answer any more questions about the allegations against him, including new sexual harassment accusations by a current aide, first reported in the New York Times on Friday. Cuomo spoke on Monday in a conference call with reporters.
As you know, there's an ongoing review by the Assembly and the Attorney General's office, and I'm not going to have any comment on that.
The governor earlier in March apologized if he inadvertently made anyone uncomfortable, and he denied that he ever inappropriately touched anyone. Neither Judiciary Chair Levine nor the attorneys could provide a timeline for completion of the impeachment inquiry, but they say it's likely to be months, not weeks, before it's done. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.